line.
Can you see, for example, would you sleep with another man?
Fuck no.
Would you have a relationship with another man?
No, let go and
try. So, which means you're heterosexual,
strongly
romantic,
straight.
Then you have some men who they sleep with other men but they never have a relationship with them.
Fucking scumbags.
But you know, that's the thing. Sexuality is a spectrum. Kuna mtu ako katikati, you're bisexual.
No, wait. Look, no, my moral of scumbag is like, for me, I wouldn't fuck someone, I wouldn't take care of his or her feelings. Oh, yeah, he's Jesus Christ. I wouldn't.
Wow.
Guys,
rewind.
I went like,
rewind.
You know what you call that?
Bro, the way you call it,
have so you had,
hey, I was like,
I'm not gonna fuck someone.
Wait,
a babe.
Have you heard of the term Aphrodian sleep?
Uh-huh.
Aphrodian sleep is where your mind betrays you to say what you actually mean versus what you want to say.
No, honey. I'm strictly pussy. Terms.
Tell me, how does it feel living that good life? There's a word to explain it. There are certain nuances that cannot all be explained.
Jemo wants to explain
everything. No, but now Nangalikama Jemo sometimes his world is a bit black and white.
Very.
There's no
like
area
your world is black and white.
I can never stand against a nigga. My G, your world is ideal.
Because it's like, you do see it every day in how people socialize. There's a certain way, like, I hang out with my friends who are guys, and then
just
a certain
no. When you say
I
no,
hang
she's
out
not
with
right.
My friends who are chicks. Kunaka kitu. The familiar.
But female friendships are really nice. They're beautiful.
Mm.
It's very nice to have.
Like
to
you,
have,
you feel seen like 100%.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine. I call her wifey.
Okay.
She's called Shirley. And this is the most.
Let me call Devi happy. Happy.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Hey,
what the
fuck? What are you talking about?
Like, what the fuck, bro?
This
is exactly what I'm saying. We socialize
differently.
If I found my guy calling his BFF happy, I'll be like, Miss Jao na my boy wakia.
And you know,
but if you hear me calling my bestie wifey,
it's very normal.
We do it all the time, and
yeah.
We call each other babe.
Yeah, I'm a babes. And
but now, if hers, I'm with you, and then you hear me calling another guy babe, utasema.
Just fucking call the fucking police. Habi, niaje habi.
Awe achizo.
Exactly! Like, no!
Hey, it's just wrong!
Hey.
And you see, for that female friendship, I feel seen, I feel loved, I feel understood.
Hey.
I feel there's so many things I feel with this particular person, and she's my wife for it. And I love her and I adore her by all means possible. And so many people think we're gay, and I've never even looked at that woman that way.
Wait,
never.
But you know, there's
wait. We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere with this. We're going somewhere with this.
We're not going there, yes.
We are. No, we are.
Yeah.
Like, where is it so? Is like, it's a whole pass for Doreen and Sarah to be so much like, their friendship is so tight, they look gay, and that passes as, it's okay. Society
you
thinks it's like,
it,
yeah.
But brother, me and Davy are Jesus.
Bro,
exactly.
Let me tell you. Roman squeezing na hadiana hata mnanga
you know
bwana mabega unaita
man
kitu
unaita
you know which bromance that I like.
There's that bromance where
you know which bromance I really like. James and Fuhad. James can say, I will suck the skin off your dick.
Yeah!
And it's not gay.
And it's not gay. Like, James was
that
in
the
past who had.
And the next one.
If I had a snake.
Nick, you're
a
Columbia
Evo. Yeah.
Nipeleke 6 feet under.
No, what are you? What are you calling this one? To say saying, you can come.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
You see the way you guys have just reacted, that is the answer to your question.
No, okay.
You guys made it weird.
No, it's because you guys make it weird.
No, what's right is right.
We don't make it weird.
No,
we don't
no.
I'll come at some boobs and I'm like, oh, babes, you have really soft boobs.
So you
and
that's
to be me sharp.
No, wait.
Come on, listen, I'm a bad kid. I'm a bad
kid. No,
look who he has.
Exactly. Yet, yet we already have that.
We already have that.
But Sumasama, you already have that.
Yeah.
You already have that level of depth.
Yeah.
So it is unfair for us to expect you guys to touch each other.
Exactly.
That's what you do. That's what you do. Women expect that. You say you guys don't.
Bro, yeah, because Doreen, you'll fucking tell me. Yo, my fantasy is I wanna see another nigga give you head. No. Nigga fucking get.
No, listen.
Just because.
If I know you're straight, you're not even in the least bi. Why would I want to see another nigga suck your
dick? Have you seen the women I fucking. Okay.
I only want to see that if you're a willing participant.
Next
if
topic.
You're not, why would I want to see you do it?
What the fuck is going on in this country? In every girl, there's some aspect of lesbianism.
Sawa, oops.
You know why it is not fair to say that? Because it negates lesbianism.
Yeah.
Because then you're saying that if all if you're trying to discredit the validity
of a lesbian relationship.
Yeah. Because there is a familiarity, yes, women have with each other.
But it's not like that.
But then there is a way lesbians are with each other that makes that a relationship.
Okay, wait. Mm-hmm. But you touching and caressing Sarah's boobs is just familiarity.
Just holding hands.
So why can't I hold Jemo's
boobs? You guys made it weird. Jemo is not a chip about it and cancel you.
Fucking touch me in the face.
Something being us being familiar because I've noticed even if you ask a girl what's your body count they never count at least
three lesbian, nini, it's lesbian, never past three
lesbian encounter
let's just start there it's no, never no, past three no, 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 no,
no, guys come on after every 3 years moon
they never count lesbian encounters. So I'm asking her, where do you guys draw the line between female familiarity and actually being a lesbian?
When we start having scissoring and kissing,
that's not even it.
Affection.
There is the denial of it, and also the way society has structured. For example, if I paint the wall once, does that make me a painter?
No.
So, why is it that for chicks? If they sleep with each other once, you can still be straight. But for guys, if they sleep with each other once, they're automatically gay. That brings in the double standard that society has. The same way when you see how chicks normally can kiss on each other in the club randomly.
Yeah,
that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, because this brings in a whole other thing of. What it means to actually be gay and LGBT and all that. Because if some people, they can do that, and if you're straight as a chick, you'll do that in a club and then it's fine. But then when an actual gay couple is doing it and they're being prosecuted for it, but then you're just out here going around kissing every girl and nothing, and there are no consequences to it. It makes yeah, like an actual lesbian couple who are together, people not be like, that's a valid relationship, because they're just like, chicks go every now and then. So there are actual problems with that. That's why we don't talk about it.
It's the same way when you're hearing somebody speak, maybe dudes, and they're like, me, I'm a homophobe. And then you're like, okay, what about lesbians? And they're like, ah, you only sour.
Because see, they don't see
it's that. Like lesbianism is not, yeah.
The validity of that relationship is not there.
Why is it that way? Why is it that? It goes back to the question I asked her. No, it goes back to the question I asked her. No, you guys don't have clear boundaries between what lesbianism and...
It has nothing to do with clear boundaries.
Familiarity. What
lesbianism is, it's the thing of lesbian relationships are not actually, they are fetishized.
You get, it's like, a dude like, will always say he wants a threesome.
If you hear the point that, for example,
shake my hand
and look at
it. Now, if it's two dudes, it's bad. What I want to see another dude suck your dick.
When they're making porn,
cut.
When it's straight porn, it mostly caters to men, right? Heterosexual porn mostly caters to men. Gay porn mostly caters to gay men. Lesbian porn does not cater. Is not made for lesbian women. That's the truth of the matter.
It's made for men.
For men?
No, wait.
No, yeah, because
it's women. Made for wait, men. So what is made for women?
That's the thing,
because when porn is being made most of the time, what's the most popular porn site, you know?
Pornhub. X videos.
There are actual porn sites that make pornography.
XXX.
That's why you find a lot of women do not... The number of women who actually watch porn versus the number of men who watch porn, there's a disparity. It's not because men watch more pornography.
No, your stats are wrong.
There's
a whole stat that was made, I think, 2 years back that showed in Nairobi, the number of women watching porn is higher than women.
Nairobi, go to the world.
It's still a sample size.
So, the main thing is when you fetishize.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relationship, and then it's fetishized for heterosexual men. That means that if for you it's entertainment, so when you see people being in an actual relationship, you don't see it as serious.
Yeah, that's why you hear a man say, let's have your name.
I'm not assigning fault. What I'm saying, even when women are out here doing very well that they're straight, but they're kissing other women, it is wrong.
But you see, from what you're saying, you're more or less blaming this fetishization of modern pornography, yeah? How come
the problem this is something that has been not, weighed, has the problem been is there not, back so in I was using pornography as an example. The problem is not just pornography. The problem is in the view of the relationship. And
it's in the man. Whether you want to admit it or not, we'll always like lesbian porn.
It's not something that comes from
at porn. We always like it.
So how society sees things, it's how if you hear your guy once kiss another guy.
That's a problem.
No, but I'm just saying, like, even with chicks, if they hear their guy once kissed a guy, and then the guy is saying he's not gay or he's not bi, they will be like, you have to be.
You see, what I have a problem
why?
With
because
is
there's a double, I think there's judgmental. A double standard.
No, you see, what I have a problem a double is standard. Women don't like the fact that men like lesbian porn because the inverse is not correct for you guys. You guys don't like gay porn. That's not our problem.
Some women actually do.
Okay, they do, but they don't like as much.
The problem is not you, whether you like porn or something. I'm trying to call out the double standard that is there.
The double standard? What's the double standard? What's the double standard then?
The validity that is given to lesbian relationships.
Why is that?
Versus
the fetishization?
Versus the validity that is given to, let's say, like a heterosexual. But then also, those have other things to do.
The problem here is
the meeting I was in today was actually dissecting all that and discussing all that.
Woman, I thought you were at the office.
See, that's what work do I do? That's the work I do.
I thought you're in cyber security. Like
yes,
me.
But I work in the NGO world, and that's So that's
just leave her alone.
There's a lot of nuances. Plus, the society in which we exist is built for a heteronormative society.
And is that a wrong, a good or bad thing?
Heteronormative society is not inclusive of who are other.
You're not answering my question. Is that a good or bad thing?
It's a bad thing.
It's good if you're heteronormative.
It's bad if you're not.
It's like
is there a version of this where a baby or a nigga is just fucking greedy?
Nikuulize.
Utatu kula kuili.
Nikuulize. Ukingia kwa
hivyo. Exactly. And I think that's a problem with women. They have a problem that as we can have heterosexual and lesbianism still turn us on, and then they can't have both at the same time.
There is nothing about, there's nothing.
There's no jealousy.
There's no jealousy.
Like as in bro.
Sometimes the way you always send to women against each other pisses me off. Because sometimes it's not anyone's fault. Yeah. Sometimes it's a collective responsibility. Sometimes it's not one side versus the other. Doesn't get any word.
But reality may put up a journey because we agreed it to be like that. You know?
Agreed to be like what?
As in the way reality is right now.
Mm-hmm.
I see at the one day you there's a group that woke up, you're like, oh, you weren't included into this.
There is a group that woke up that decided they weren't included.
Who? Women.
No. Oh. This is how you always bring it back to men versus women.
Who? Other.
Who? Other.
Hmm.
Mm.
What do you mean other?
LGBT.
It's like,
oh, the other.
For example, in the society that we are here in Kenya, the way we are, you are privileged in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
By the fact that you're a man, mm-hmm. by the fact that you're abled, by the fact that you have, well, you have no visible disability that I can see.
I'm just going on now.
So, everyone has a different level of privilege. And then, for me, the best way I explain it is with an asterisk. The more asterisks you have, the lower down the line you go. For example, if you're able-bodied, you have a lot of money, you fit in higher. You're able to move through life easier. Now, let's say you have a disability, whether visible or not visible, and then you happen to be LGBT.
Mm.
You see, you sort of you have to navigate society differently. Just like in this building, if you have a wheelchair, can I lift?
Okay.
I laugh.
So somebody has to bring me down the stairs every time.
So that's what I'm saying. We do have to recognize not everything is black and white. Some things it's not always men against women. Something is just
society.
It's collective responsibility. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Even when you're bringing the thing of what line is there between the same line that makes it gay for when it's men is the same line that makes it
lesbian when it's women.
It's just that the way society has viewed women is like our gender is fluid. But the
and
women,
for men, it shouldn't
the
be
women fluid. Who are straight, you never see them kissing other men at the club. But then again, that also brings into question whether you understand that sexuality is a spectrum.
Pero,
there's some people who are. They can have sex with both genders, but they cannot have a relationship. That is romantic versus sexual. So there's a lot that is to be discussed that you can't just blame it on one.
Okay, thing. Romantic versus sexual, where is the line? Where is the line?
Can you see, for example, would you sleep with another man?
Fuck no.
Would you have a relationship with another man?
No, let go on record.
So which means you're heterosexual?
Strongly
romantic,
straight.
Then you have some men who they sleep with other men but they never have a relationship with them.
Fucking scumbags.
But you know, that's the thing, sexuality is a spectrum. Kuna mtu ako katikati, you're bisexual.
No, wait, scumbag is like for me, I wouldn't fuck someone, I wouldn't take care of his or her feelings. Oh, yeah, he's Jesus Christ. I wouldn't.
Wow.
Rewind!
You know what you called us?
The way you called it
have
so far.
Hey, I was like, I'm not gonna fuck someone.
Wait,
a babe.
Have you heard of the term Freudian sleep?
Uh-huh.
Freudian sleep is where your mind betrays you to say what you actually mean versus what you want to say.
No, honey. I'm strictly pussy.
Terms!
Terms!
You want to
hear
the
The words for
everything. So, like, why I'm saying scumbag is because we're gonna fuck a babe. And I'm like, if ever we go to where like her feelings got super involved, I'm not gonna take care of her feelings.
Are you sure?
At least be kind.
How will you take care of the feelings?
Joanne, you're too young for this conversation.
But no, that's
back to what I was saying.
But anyway, for real, how are you gonna take care of her feelings?
Mm.
Let him and your involved heads. We're having casual sex.
Strong.
I wake up. I wake up in the morning.
In the morning?
You wake up at night.
I love you. What do you mean? So how are you gonna take care of my feelings then?
We now need
not to ghost me. Everyone let me know who is gonna come here. I
can't
ghost, pale.
I would say if you want to understand the whole thing, there are a few things you need to understand: sexuality, gender. Those are two very different things that you have to really go in depth and understand the spectrum of it. And so you need to understand that society, or rather society teaches us, and this, where we are in the country that we are in, we are taught things in binary.
Yeah.
You're either male or you're female. But then again, it opens up to another world where there are some people who identify as non-binary. There are people who identify as trans. So then it negates the whole binary system. So
why does it exist?
As society, we need to be taught how
because,
to
do that. Because, you know, but also, you know, it's
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
You see, this line what J. Cole says, who you fuck doesn't make me come, what you eat doesn't make me shit.
Thank you.
Equal to, this is the standard.
Just mind your own business. As long as if I've come to you and I've told you that you're very fine,
I'm like this.
Una neza kaku have. Uniambia no. And that's where the line is. I have to respect you. No. In a binary or non-binary situation, you get. As some boys that come up, uambia check, hey, say you're looking good, and me, I'm this and this. Now, you see, what men do is they'll attack this dude. It's as easy as telling this homie, hey, check
it.
I'm not interested. Me, I slide on this side. Right. And walk away. It's that easy. Why the hell now do you have to beat this guy up for him?
Because.
Coming to shoot his shot.
Because.
And watch your mouth when you speak on this podcast. Because
strongly,
never let us see that.
Strongly. Because, you see, one thing I've come to understand about being male. There's a difference between being a man and being male. Huh? See, for being male, it's more being male.
You're born male.
Let me learn.
What was it called? Born female? Come on, male.
Let me learn. Yeah. You see, before.
That's a difference.
That's a difference. You see, being male.
These are things you learn along the way.
Yeah. Being male is very heavily on the side of asserting dominance. Like, that is what
it's
being
built on that.
It's built on dominance. But what is the dominance level? At the fucking negatives. My brother.
But do you know this?
Show me again, nigga.
Let me tell you
who has proper dominance.
Has
Akuna.
Akuna.
Has listen to me.
That's a wrong thing.
Yeah, that's a wrong thing to say.
Being male is based on asserting dominance. That means because someone
we have alpha
because of who they love, now they are not male.
No, okay, but no, it's not that.
Alpha female.
No. It's not that. You're not taking it super left.
I'm not taking it super left.
Just take it. Just let me learn. Let me learn. Just take it at the baseline. As compare, you all say men are dogs. Compare animals. Huh? In the fucking jungle, yeah? It's all about dominance. It's all about respect. It's all about lines and boundaries, yeah? Pero's sister came in here the other day. Pero is the last born. We only talk our mushok at like midnight. Yeah? Malalikua, she used to hide a lot. But now that she knows she's the only dog in this house, she was fucking up her sister when her sister came to visit. She was fucking her up. Why? Dominance, boundaries. You need to fucking know that in this house, me dog same up. Simple. It's the same way Mini can traf ya jemokuchu za FIFA. You think me I'm gonna fucking take on the big kahuna immediately?
But Hez, let me tell you this again.
Similarly,
I need to remind you that unajua hizi vitu zote ni kinyenadinya kwa kitanda yangu. At the end of the day, because now asserting dominance does not come anywhere with my sexuality. Let me talk. You're the one who's brought sexuality. No, I get it. But let me say, as a male, being gay. But I'm a man, you cannot, a gay man who asserts dominance. That's what he's saying. He already put sexuality gay and then asserting dominance.
Have you?
So what are you saying?
No, have you?
Okay.
No, have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good for you. That's a fucking fluke in the matrix. As I was saying, similarly, there's no way. Why do you think in our male friendship-ness, there's some things we just don't preach? Why?
What do you mean?
Similarly, exactly. Have you okay? I'll take you to the lake. Very minimum, Nini. Have y'all seen? Have you like been out, and then Dave sends Jemo to go to the car and pick his jacket, and Jemo goes.
Yeah, exactly.
In like being male, you just know where you fall, and you know what lines you can take, you know what lines you can cross with each other, and you know where you just can't go with each other. Simple. There's no way me to talk up and Dave to fucking disrespect him in front of a babe, knowing that I don't have enough fuckery to back it up. That at the end of the day, I can disrespect Dave and take his babe. Trust you me. Me, I exist in circles where I know if for a fact, if I wanted to take Jemo's babe, I can. All us niggas, we have such a story. We know for a fact. We can fuck Jemo's babe and she'll still go home. Simple. And say that the kid I gave her is Jemo's. Shake my hand under the table.
Like it is so interesting.
Dominance.
It is so interesting to hear this perspective.
It's called being male.
No, considering what they just said about female friendships.
Thank you.
No, that is very different. That is very different. There's a difference between unyoka and dominance.
No,
straight up, listen, where I know I cannot fucking take on Jemo.
You said you cannot, but you're capable of.
And how will we conclude that conversation?
Exactly. It all boils down to character.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not. Listen, you've misunderstood me. I've not compared them like parallel, like this and this. I'm just saying it's a very interesting perspective to hear because
similar.
We wouldn't know because we are not
exactly.
All we can do is speculate, and go by what you tell us and what we see.
Exactly. See, for me now, I have been in situations where I know for a fact Sharon in this female group is the fucking takes the brunt of it because she's ukuchin in the hierarchy. Similar, like, let's not even put like sexuality or manhood into it. Let's just talk about FIFA. Kuna venye tu mi najua for a fact I can't take on Russia. I can't take on Dave. Dave atachukua Crystal Palace and his head start at 10 mil. Now by half time, he'll be at 11 time. Kuna venye tu tunajua. Like, do you understand, for us niggas, the moment we meet, we just build that respect from the get-go.
Okay, let's go back to the gays being not...
You're saying, I think, black and white, idealistic. So, are you trying to say hierarchy doesn't play a part in society?
Thank you. It does.
How come you're trying to invalidate what he said?
Thank you, basically,
what he's trying to say
is hierarchy.
With hierarchy.
I haven't invalidated what he said.
We've said we can only.
Wait. For women.
What goes on in your relationships as men?
We cannot. Relationships,
no. Okay, how you relate to each other? Brave.
Yes, brave.
And after we say my terms, words for everything.
Sisi ni.
You brave yenu. We cannot understand it because it's between you. So the level of understanding we can have is based on what you tell us and what we see.
Doreen,
you understand?
In
there
are
some nuances that happen there.
In
that
womanhood.
In womanhood. Uh-huh.
Do y'all have hierarchy?
Yeah, there is.
How does it play out?
Our hierarchy is sort of, it is there, it is just different.
How?
Depending on the kind of friendship.
Yeah, depending on the kind of friendship. There's the pretty one, the one who always gets the dudes. There's some groups, it's the light skin one.
Let me explain it differently. You see how society expects men to have money. Mm. And society glorifies men with money. Mm. In that same way society glorifies women who are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Is it beauty relative?
Yeah. So that's why the way you sometimes
your isn't beauty relative.
It is.
I need you to give me another example.
It is relative.
No, Doreen, I need you to give me another example. Because if Jemo has 500 million in his account and I have one, Jemo is richer than
I'm not going to give you.
Listen, let me explain it like this. In the same way, beauty is relative, but there are beauty standards that cut across. And there are general things that you're like, everyone can agree that chick is pretty, but it can be pretty but not for you. But the same way your hierarchy is built on something, is the same way ours are built on something. There's some that are built on kwa friends with Najanga too. There's one that is the prettier one in Endelea. There's one that gets more guys. There's one that is light skin, fit and there's the chick that you send who if you're out with her, your table is sorted. Because they are there. You get? That's why I'm saying there is a hierarchy. Sometimes it can be built, it also depends on where you are in life. Sometimes it can be built on beauty. Sometimes at some point in your career, your life is also built on money.
Yeah.
And where you are in your career. Because if I'm hanging out with my friends and most of them are career women, you always know who's the boss there.
Like, yeah. You know who's getting the money.
You know who's getting the money is here. Mm. You know who would pick a tab when it's just you chicks. Like, you know who will say we go to this place, alafu, kuna two people will be like, yo, I can't go there because you can't. Like, so, there's also a hierarchy. The same way. Hierarchies are there.
In every aspect. Really.
Okay. I've understood.
Yeah. But no, also, you know, the thing is, you see how there are some nuances you understand about men.
Mm.
That even explaining to us won't get.
Mm.
It's the same way that it can be for us sometimes.
And I think that's essentially like manhood and womanhood.
Yeah. There's some things you can
do. It's just
the same way atakama mi na we ni boys has. Na me and you can't relate the way you and Jim would relate. There's some things, kuna jokes pahali tafika, always in Russia is a joke people. Vile unarushia Jimo. Because me I'll catch a feeling at some point. Ata kama ni tuko boys aje. Kuna pali.
Because that's not how
I'm used to be treated.
It's a good thing. The difference between dating a chick who has brothers and dating a chick who has sisters.
Yeah, the brother one has a thicker skin than the
exactly.
One
exactly. That's what I'm telling you. And we are brothers. This is a way you can bullshit.
I've been fighting for my life. This
Maze, bara.
I have one brother.
So
you get there's a difference between even as women, we know a boy that has brothers versus a boy that has sisters.
Yeah.
A boy that has sisters, you'll see, even just the way he treats like some things in life. Like you
remember those niggas in high school used to shower every day.
There's a clear one.
Batman.
Yeah, no, he's not a Batman, but he's a very big
soft. Big soft
does not make you a Batman.
No,
you're more likely to be.
Like,
that's toxic masculinity.
You're more likely to be
a Batman.
There's nothing more likely to be. Being a Batman, I'm not likely to be. When you're Batman, I'm always Batman. One of the two.
I really thank God that Masayamu to clear cut.
So, me being clean, I assert you have name Safi hivi akona, by the way, Kapetia White, Sophia Gray, Batman Basi.
No, I'm not saying that.
Do not go for such a Kapetia
like blue, which is a black.
No, it's just because I like being comfortable while gaming in front of my TV. No, but now
But then Sak is a combo. If you have to go to your friend's place and then tell me, there your dog eats from
me. I see your dog eating on a normal plate.
Have you seen that guy who got like a very rare bacteria infection? Both limbs, all like both arms, both legs. Do you have a very rare bacteria that's only on your dog?
Mbona ni best story? Na niko na doggy.
I was asking you okay zenda kwa best yako alafu akombe obe them a dog is from nini? The same country.
But wait.
That's why you can't eat at everyone's house.
After amekuambia.
Wacha hiyo umonao hao wase wanaosha watu hii kwa sink.
Wow.
Yeah, wazungu sana wanakuwa na hiyo tabia.
What the fuck is this? Mayonnaise nigga.
Wako sehemu kwa sababu kuna watu wa ushangi rice na watu wa ushangi nyama.
Watu wa
ushangi. Wao kumbe hiyo story asi uoga thrice.
Like you have a day
kanguo
that you hata mimi ngoza ngoza zinanga siku
exactly
zikuna zitaoshwa
zitaoshwa
kama ni Monday Tuesday Wednesday zitaoshwa
nikienda job ni realize bro nimespend 5 minutes looking for an outfit
na nene basket
najua yo I need to call Evelyn akuje asafishe
hakuna ati anakujanga tu imagine one time
but then again okay I've always had this thought. Niaje sisi tunaoga kila siku but wazungu waoge kila siku. Yet ni hawa walituletea kuoga.
Even if you go back to colonial times,
Nana alituletea soap.
Muslims. Soap came from Muslims, bro.
Because there's actually it's a very interesting. Some guy that breaks it down how when he says how kuna back in those pre-colonial times kuna wazungu walikuja akasema Waislamu wanatumia uchawi. Jumbona wao wamegonjeka na Waislamu wagonjeki. Lakini hawajui Waislamu mara tano kwa siku wanaosha mikono, wanaosha miguu na wanaosha uso.
That's what happened during the plague actually.
You get. So they were wondering where this guy got dying.
Only Christians are getting sick. Muslims are not getting
sick. But vile wao hawaogangi wako na siku ya kuoga. So alafu ni kama wenye when they went to South America, if you heard the South America story, when they went to South America, they thought they were being welcomed with incense and flowers. But walishuka hiyo boat kama wananuka, wasi wakaanza kuchoma flowers na incense, kutoa hiyo harufu. That is the real story.
That's interesting.
So it comes from their history.
But whitey is just problems.
Problematic.
But you cannot
beat them. Cannot look at them twice. I like my body.
Have you seen how whitey's age?
But there's also that thing
and then
you know
their skin falls.
And then you know what I don't.
So yeah, we mwenye alikuwa anaenda kwa dermatologist akiambia dermatologist ati ever since she's been young, ngozi yake you crack na inatoka. So alikuwa anataka kujua kama ako na shida. Akapata dermatologist was black. Akamwambia usijipake mafuta.
Like, I haven't even had that nini comedian like, was a male story.
how he, the interracial.
Like, you know, me, what I just don't like is how Whitey came in here and started telling us we need to use shea butter on our hair, on our skin. Yet we are the most beautiful people.
But you know, but the shea butter is also ours.
It was us.
No, like you see, like, me, I don't want Akina Goop. Have you heard
about Goop? But you are using it. I feel like these people just sometimes used to just.
So a lot of these things they just take from us and then
they refurbish.
Ni kama wakituambia venye msiishi na makuku na nini. Silicon Valley siku naona anaishi na kuku nyuma ya nyumba.
Yeah.
Wameanza kutembea barefoot sasa. Because they are seeing it has health benefits. Na sisi walisema tukitembea barefoot ni
Whitey.
And then when they were coming to us about, it's like there's a study on architecture and African architecture,
mm-hmm.
and why we build with mud. It's more sustainable because cement is making the earth heavier.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So in real sense, when you go back, it was more sustainable for us. And then because it is hot, mud houses don't get hot like that.
Yeah, grass thatched houses.
So there is something we knew, just that we didn't write our shit down.
Yeah.
That was our only mistake.
You are forcing it on other people.
Because we had our own way of passing down this information. Theirs was writing, ours unafunza mwingine.
Oh fuck, man.
That's sad that they glorify these people. Mimi nikionanga mdem Afrika na mzunye meujudge.
Vibaya
sana. You're dealing with the oppressor.
Fucking collaborator.
Mzunye na oppressor wako, wewe. Wewe ndo ungetuuza. Wewe ungetuuza.
You have a problem with interracial.
I really have a big problem with it. I can't. Like,
imagine
the way they say ati a white dude comes in. And funny enough, they really come.
No.
I don't know. I think they like the big body and they have a fantasy about it. And they come and hit on me, and I'm just like, you do not shower with a cloth. And I can't explain why mumu washa panty yangu kila time nikitoka kwa bafu achana na mimi.
You need to fucking go big.
So madam nyeusi, you know the story of this guy who was from Cockney. Alafu walikuwa nakujanga.
John has related. Tulisema madam nyeusi.
Walikuwa nakujanga. So there's a line in the book.
Ulisema the river between.
Changiwa vile sasa the year before, sasa after.
The river between, the river and the source.
Ona hairs who mtoto wako anaheshima. Unafuta nafunga tu mlango.